This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, Tori McClure is probably one of the most interesting women I've ever read about, because when I tell you what she's done, just educationally, here's her background. She has a bachelor's in psychology. She has a master's in theology. So she's, I suppose, trained as a minister there from a seminary. And then she has a JD, a law degree. And now she serves as a college president. I thought, here's a lady with a college degree in psychology, a master's in theology, a doctor of jurisprudence in law, and now a college president. But that's not where the story ends. She was the first woman to ski to the geographical South Pole, 750 miles. She did that on her own. She was the first woman, if my memory is correct, to row a boat across the Atlantic. She's quite an athlete and now a college president. The reason I'm telling you about her is because she wrote an article where the first line of the article caught my attention because of the dramatic words of the statement. She said, "I have demons." That's why I read the article. I have demons. And as it turns out, she's not really talking about having demons as you and I understand demons. She's talking about some problems that she has with her temper. And she has a problem with anger, and she identifies it. And sometimes I think people treat the word demon or demonic lightly. There's nothing small change about being demon possessed. There's nothing small change about having a problem with a demonic spirit occupying a person's life. You say, why would you begin a message that way? Because today, in the Gospel of Luke, exactly where I left off the last time we were together, Jesus has to confront a man with so many demons in his life. Not one, not two, not a dozen. They're called legion, which is a figurative expression which means a lot. A legion happened to be 6,000 Roman soldiers. So for the demons to identify themselves with the term, "we are legion," that means there are quite a few demons. And we're going to talk about when the problem isn't physical, when the problem is demonic. It's not a message to scare people. It's not a message for people to assume that anything going on in their life that's negative is demonic. I'm not trying to imply that. I'm just dealing with the reality of the Scripture, where this man was so demonically possessed, he lived, get this, in a cemetery. He lived in a cemetery. Let's read it. It's exactly where I left off. We finished in verse 25 of Luke 8. We're in verse 26. They, the disciples and Jesus, sailed to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus had stepped out on land, there met him a man from the city who had demons. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he had not lived in a house but among the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried and fell down before him and said with a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For he commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for many a time it had seized him, and he was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles. But he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the desert. Jesus asked him, "What's your name?" And he said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. And he begged him not to command them to depart into the abyss.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.